As regards the shambolic disembowelment of the Police Service Commission and all the events which, you know, disgorged themselves in the public space in a most, ungracious manner, I don't think that it necessarily has impugned or tainted the integrity of the institution that is the Public Service Commission permanently. Of course, damage has been done, but the fact of the matter is that, you know, it can be repaired. And of course, the new commissioners have to approach the job with, you know, a level of, you know, soberness, level-headedness, and responsibility. And they need to gain back that trust and respect from the public by, you know, ensuring that they do things in a transparent manner and that they at all times follow and adhere to the Constitution. So I think definitely the image of the Police Service Commission can be repaired. It's not irreparably damaged. In relation to the Office of Commissioner of Police, I really don't think that there has been any, irreparable damage there either. And of course, we now have an acting Commissioner of Police in the form of Mr. McDonald Jacob. And of course, we wish him the very best and we give our support to him so that he may now be able to carry the mandate of the office until such time as a permanent Commissioner of Police is appointed.